At last, she remarked that there were an awful lot of Methodists, and they couldn't be wrong, could they? Not all those millions. That was too easy, said I restively, for the nearer you were to Ruth, the nicer she was to be near to. Since there were more Roman Catholics than Methodists, anyway, and they couldn't be wrong, could they? Not all those hundreds of millions? An awful flicker of doubt appeared in her eyes. I slid my arm around her waist and murmured that if we were counting heads, the Buddhists were the boys for my money. She fled. The combination of my arm and those countless Buddhists was too much for her. That night, her father visited my father and left, red-cheeked and indignant. I was given the third degree to find out what had happened. I lost Ruth and gained an undeserved reputation as a potential libertine. Grade 2 thinking, though it filled life with fun and excitement, did not make for content. To find out the deficiencies of our elders satisfies the young ego but does not make for personal security. It took the swimmer some distance from the shore and left him there, out of his depth. A typical grade 2 thinker will say, "What is truth?" There is still a higher grade of thought which says, "What is truth?" and sets out to find it.